Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Last time the House was up for re-election, Republicans clung to a majority, winning the single seat they needed when a name was drawn from a bowl. Now, those same lawmakers are gearing up for their next election. Speaker of the House, Republican Kirk Cox, says he's confident they can hold the majority, especially given Governor Ralph Northam's blackface scandal.
Republicans showed leadership in a time where there was a lot of lack of leadership and chaos and embarrassment from the executive branch.
Since taking the helm as Speaker last year, Cox has led his party through a subtle shift, softening on certain key issues like Medicaid expansion, no excuse absentee voting, and redistricting reform.
For the first time, we actually had, a constitutional amendment that would actually have the legislature have a part in redistricting, which I think is key.
But the GOP is hardly facing an overhaul. Republicans haven't budged on gun control or abortion. Political observer DJ McGuire says Republican strategy in Virginia has always been about getting out the white rural vote.
I've never thought it was a smart strategy. I told them that when I was inside the party. The Republicans have spent most of this century harping on social issues.
McGuire is a Republican defector. He switched to the Democratic Party when Donald Trump was elected. He says Republicans did not do enough this session to earn back his vote.
How can Virginia Republicans show me that they truly are different from Donald Trump? You know, this session didn't really do that.
This past session, the caucus blocked a bill that would have banned housing discrimination against gay and transgender Virginians. Republicans also shot down the Equal Rights Amendment, saying it was part of a left-wing pro-abortion agenda.
The right to life is a fundamental right that we believe. The Second Amendment is a fundamental right.
Jack Wilson, chair of Virginia's Republican Party, says on certain issues, the GOP just won't bend.
And they're not all social issues. One of the biggest accomplishments this session was the tax reform and the tax conformity matter.
Wilson's referring to a Republican bill that returns hundreds of millions of dollars to Virginia taxpayers. But the steepest barrier to re-election may be something Republicans have no control over. New court-ordered district maps. They make several Republican-held seats more competitive.
If the redistricting holds, obviously that's a little bit of a headwind that we'll have to overcome.
It's probably more than just a headwind. It's probably, you know, a 15 or 20 knot headwind.
Quentin Kidd is a political scientist at Christopher Newport University. He doubts the GOP can overcome the new maps if the Supreme Court lets them stand. But he adds the best thing that happened to Republicans this session was through no action of their own. The scandals that engulfed Virginia's three statewide offices. Kidd says that could harm Democratic lawmakers.
They're not going to have the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general to be able to be on the stump campaigning for them.
Meaning Republicans aren't the only party facing a headwind this November. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.